All right, you guys, it's time to get connected. This is everything that you shouldn't have missed in the sports world this past week, and we're going to start with our own game. Did you see this catch?
Look at this. The ball boy on the sidelines, one-hand catch, saving Greg Coleman's life in the back there. Great catch.
We got to sign that ball boy.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. Now, I don't know if you heard this song or not, but clearly the tune of the song is for winners only.
Go U.S., run up the score. We're going to yell for more. U.S., U.S., U.S.A. Go U.S.A.
All this Ryder Cup stuff, so much fun. People were celebrating, changed the lyrics around, and suddenly you've got a pro-America anthem.
Right? I love it. It's catchy, too. So the Ryder Cup was here all weekend long.
Yeah.
I know. We had tons of fun there. If you missed this, though, you've got to check it out.
Okay, so a heckler is literally heckling the team over here, and Henrik Stenson says, well, if you think you can do better, come on over and take this putt. So as you can see, thousands of people gathered around. Dude lines up, and as you're about to see, makes history.
If you heckled a pro golfer
right.
and he said, all right, buddy, get out here and show me, would you or would you run away?
I'd try, but I would miss it wildly.
I hadn't seen this.
This won the internet.
This is so funny.
Adrian Peterson, just out of surgery, has no idea this happened, but of course, his beloved filmed him singing.
I feel like I can make it. No more cloudy day. If anyone wants to sign me to a deal, just know I'm open to that.
And then at the end, he says, if you want to sign me, you can. Maybe he has a spot in the Chris Hockey Band.
Maybe he'll do Vikings karaoke at some point.
Maybe. He has a good voice.
He's got a pretty good voice.
He's a nice little crooner. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, I would call it that. I'll call it whatever he wants to call it.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you miss this, the Jets. So you know the Bills Mafia like to break tables,
yeah.
But are you kidding me?
Well, they're trying to copy, which of course, cheaters never win.
No, they never
but
do.
But they also don't have very good tables there, the Jets fans don't. And this guy no longer has a tailbone.
But he still has his smoke.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Cigarette, so there
he
you go.
Never dropped a smoke.
I guess that's what's most important to those Jets fans.
Yeah, there's people laughing. This guy... still holding on.
Why do they think you could body slam him on that table?
I don't know.
I couldn't body slam like a stuffed animal onto that table.
That's why they're having a rough year. Get a better table and get a better football team.
Mm-hmm. So that's everything you shouldn't have missed this week in sports.